Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 18th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. We continue to monitor the situation in Japan and remain in discussions with United regarding contingency plans regarding the operation in Japan. As these contingency plans develop, we maintain our oversight and diligence to ensure the safety and well-being of flight attendants in the area, including potentially laying over in an alternate location. On the heels of other airlines announcing capacity cuts to Japan as a result of reduced traffic attributed to a decline in business travel and tourism, United confirmed there has been a measurable drop in bookings for routes to Japan. Our AFA Safety, Health, and Security Committee has implemented the distribution of dosimeters to further protect our members by conducting an independent scientific analysis of the situation to protect members from any potential dangers. Airline Ambassadors International, AAI, expresses appreciation for our efforts related to the collection of items from flight attendants to be donated to the people of Japan and is working to secure warehouse space in Narita. The initial humanitarian relief items will be sent early next week, and we continue our efforts in collecting these items through the generous donations by flight attendants. This week, we distributed relief items to aid our members in Japan. Local councils from around our system have been collecting items, and Council 38 President Rick Gonzalez sends his thanks and reports that yesterday they received relief items from all of the AFA councils who fly into Narita. For members based in Narita, supplies are being distributed in the domicile. If you aren't able to make it to the domicile and have a specific need, please contact anyone at Council 38. As a safety professional, it's in our second nature to make sure that we are protected and protect those in our care. We have outlined some safety measures you can use if you happen to be working or staying in Japan. Please reference the guidelines on our website and continue to take care of each other. As we take care of each other during this tragedy in Japan, we ask our members to please contribute to the AFA Disaster Relief Fund. Information about this fund is on our website, and 100% of the fund's contribution goes directly to impacted flight attendants in the form of cash assistance. As always, our thoughts and best wishes are with all of our members and their families who have been affected by this natural disaster. After hearing from many Continental flight attendants who want a place to meet, get answers, and or sit with AFA representative United flight attendants in Houston, a meet-and-greet room has been set up. A room at the Houston Airport Marriott will be available to flight attendants on layover and also accessible to those from Newark and Cleveland who have sit time in Houston. This is a great opportunity to get to know each other and share ideas and information. The meet-and-greet room will launch with seven-day availability from Monday, March 21st through Sunday, March 27th between the hours of 0600 and 2200. For more information about the meet-and-greet room, please see our website. Additional meet-and-greet days will be posted in future merger newsletters. If you're not yet signed up for our merger newsletters, you may do so on the merger tab of our website. We look forward to meeting more of our Continental flying partners. On Thursday, the former flight attendants from Midwest Airlines scored a major victory with the advocacy of the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. The arbitration award validated AFA's assertion that the Midwest flight attendant contract was violated after Republic Airways Holdings Incorporated purchased Midwest Airlines and staffed the same flights with non-Midwest Airlines flight attendants, often compensated up to 70% less. The AFA Midwest contract outlined strong provisions for protecting flight attendant jobs and contained language that specified the outcome if Midwest was purchased by another airline. AFA filed a grievance in 2009 accusing Republic of violating the terms of this vital scope and successorship provisions after the merger of the two carriers was completed. As a result of the contract violation, hundreds of Midwest flight attendants were laid off while lesser-paid flight attendants from different airlines staffed the flights they once worked. Because of this ruling in favor of the former Midwest Airlines flight attendants, a remedy must be reached. At AFA's request, the arbitrator left the task of negotiating a settlement to AFA and management representatives, ensuring that the resolution will be in the best interest of Midwest flight attendants. Further details about this victory can be found on our website. On Tuesday, we informed you of some changes to the new Recurrent Emergency Training, RET, program that takes effect for training beginning on April 1st, 2011. We wish to clarify that e-learning is available 45 days prior to our RET month, as found on your RET-REC screen on Unimatic, and or 15 days prior to our MAGO month, the month before your RET month. For training through March 31st, which is covered under 2010 RET, you should use your old, current emergency procedures in your Flight Attendant Operations Manual, your FAOM. If you attend the 2011 RET program, which begins on April 1st, you will use the new April 1st revision for your training and e-learning. The following are some important dates about when 2011 RET program information will become available from the company. March 17th, the 2011 RET packet will become available on Skynet. March 18th, the April 1st FAOM revision becomes available in the domiciles. And also on March 18th, the 2011 e-learning will be available on Skynet. Please remember that the 2010 and 2011 RET e-learning will be available on Skynet at the same time after March 18th. Please ensure you choose the correct program to complete. In the February 11th, 2011 edition of Onboard Updates, management advised flight attendants that the Department of Defense no longer requires crew members of civil aircraft to possess a Geneva Convention card, the GCC, in order to be afforded Geneva Convention protections. Also included in the Onboard Update was a list of procedures to follow in order to account for the cards that have been issued. Since these cards contain personal information, including social security numbers and dates of birth, we have received numerous questions from members to express concern about having to return these cards without any assurance that their personal information will be safeguarded and what the procedure will be to safeguard the cards once they are returned. In response, we have advocated for a different outcome that ensures the safeguarding of this information to prevent any misuse, including identity theft. We have learned that the cards will be forwarded internally to the company's designee liaison within the Department of Defense. Once the card is received at WHQ, it will be reported as accounted for to the Department of Defense and will be destroyed by the company. However, given the fact that the company representative has no need to know your social security number or birth date in order for this reporting to be accomplished, management has advised us that flight attendants may punch holes through the personal information, provided that the Geneva Convention card number remains legible for Department of Defense accounting requirements. As a result of AFA's ongoing advocacy, the company contacted the Secretary of Defense to request an extension for collection of these cards. The extension was granted, and all cards must be returned by the revised deadline of March 23, 2011. Please contact your supervisor or domicile coordinator with questions. We have been advised by the manager of reservations and ticket sales in Japan that due to extremely high demand at the Tokyo reservations office during the earthquake, it is taking much longer to process requests for employee discount travel and refunds. While regrettable, please be aware that it will likely take longer to process requests and refunds for offline travel. Please plan accordingly. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.